KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:28, sunshine and 46 degrees, and it is time for our monthly, edition of What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten. Third Friday of every month, we get informed and motivated by Mr. Phil Totten. What's in Outdoors is brought to you by Express Tire and Auto. Out there on East 12th near the Water Tower, John and Jenny and the exceptional crew there always take great care of you. And by our friends at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem does not have it, well, it probably is not around. That is how that works. Well, let's head to Studio North, Council Grove, out there on the water. Phil Totten, good morning. How are you?
Well, Ron, I've had quite a morning already. It couldn't be better. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Well, tell us how your day got off to such a good start.
Well, I've caught a 9-pound channel cat, measured about 28 inches, and I popped a rabbit with my pellet gun. I was out abusing my pea patch. Sun's shining. It is just a great morning.
Good day. Well, good to have you back on, Phil.
I'll tell you, things have been going on. We will have a fishing report a little bit later on in the show. But, Ron, come across my radar, a good friend of mine, Taylor Holland, and is joined with Cody Thurston and some other particulars over there, the ranch, Bar and Grill, and they're going to be putting on a fishing tournament come March 29th. April 29th. I'm a little bit behind the times, but April 29th, and I've invited Taylor to join us on the show. And Taylor was with Dave, the things we used to do out there at Dry Creek Sporting Clays. It really brings out a lot of memories. And a morning like this, I'll tell you that Dave Holland, he'd be out there in the country doing something. So, Taylor, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What can you tell us about this first annual Ranch Bar and Grill Fishing Tournament that y'all put together over there at Madison?
We're going to have the first annual fishing tournament brought to you by the Ranch Bar and Grill on Saturday, April 29th. On Friday, April 28th, we're going to have the check-in and the rules at 6:30 p.m., and then the fish fry and the weigh-in will be at 6 p.m. at the Ranch Bar and Grill in Madison, and the results and the awards will be around 7-ish that night, and the best way to get entered is to call Jessica. You can either call her or text her, and her number is actually 620-437-7242, and I was back home a couple weeks ago, and we were out fishing, and Cody and I were talking about the good old days, and all the times that we used to go fishing with my dad and his dad, and we started thinking of this idea, and we were talking with Jessica, and she was like, we should have a fishing tournament here, and that's pretty much what got the ball rolling, and we have rallied together, and we have a few sponsors, Cody Thurston with Midwest Land Group, Kim Klotz, Dave Holland Hunting and Fishing Memorial, and Western's Whiskey. And we're super excited to bring this event to Madison and really looking forward to it.
Was this for all ages, or is there a special aspect with the youth involvement with this, Taylor?
Yes. So there's different categories. There is a Bass Open, and it's the best 5 live fish. And then there's a Bass Youth, which is the best 3 live fish. And then there is the largest bass, largest bluegill, largest crappie, and my personal favorite, the smallest fish, all live. So, and the way it's going to work is there's going to be an open, and it's a 2-person team for $50 per team, and then there's a youth adult team, so it's 14 years and under, and that's also a 2-person team, and that's $40, but you must have one youth on the team.
This is something that's really going on in a lot of communities. Of course, I think it's June 3rd, 4th, and 5th over there. No, it's 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of June. Of course, there at Hartford, we have the Yeager Jenkins Memorial Catfishing Tournament, and those guys have really built that program up, and we'll be hitting on that later on in the show and this month. So hopefully Madison can get something going there. I just love it. They're at Hartford when they almost close the Main Street down and have the weigh-ins and the kids come in there, and going on now. Did I read you all be giving away? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that was kind of our idea. We really wanted to get the community involved, and we wanted it to be a family event for everyone. And with weather permitting, we're going to have some outdoor games, such as cornhole. And then we're also partnering with our local fire department and Madison Lamont Fire Department. They're going to have a smoked rib and chicken fundraiser. And so you'll be able to purchase ribs to eat at the bar, or if you'd like to take them home to eat, or you can also take them home and freeze them.
And did I read that you all be giving away a lifetime fishing or hunting license to some youth?
Yes, we will. I actually talked with my mom, Kim Holland, and we were wanting to get the community also involved, and we were wanting to keep my dad's legacy going because he truly loved getting the youth out into the outdoors, whether that's hunting or fishing. And Dave Holland Memorial Hunting and Fishing Fund is going to be donating a one winner a lifetime hunting or fishing license. So it's just a way that we could give back and, you know, keep getting the kids involved within our community and the outdoors.
Well, Taylor, thank you so much about with joining the show this morning. And I understand that you're going to be flying to Florida here pretty soon.
Yeah, I am actually going to Florida on vacation for a couple of days. So it's going to be nice to get away. I think we're going to go deep sea fishing. So we just like to fish all the time. So.
Oh, I know it. Well, the memories that you guys are creating and for the families that will be participating in this, hopefully it'll kick off and you know, another event will be coming next year. So once again, listen, Taylor, go ahead.
Well, I do want to say, too, the winners of the events will also be able to choose a charity of their choice from a local nonprofit organization within Greenwood or Lyon County to donate part of the sponsorship money to that's awarded, because we want to make sure that we get the community involved and we want to help benefit the organizations that have been giving so much to our communities throughout the entire year. So it's also a really good benefit for all the community as well.
Well, Taylor, I put a Facebook post up, and in that post is a picture of Cody. Now, is that you or your sister with him when you harvested
pheasant?
Some pheasants? Yes.
Yeah, that was my sister. I'm going to say they were probably 8, maybe, when that happened. But, yeah, that one photo that you posted of me, Cody, and Shane, that was actually whenever we were back. I was back home a couple weeks ago, and that was whenever we drummed up this idea for that fishing tournament. So, but we've been hunting and fishing ever since we could honestly really walk.
I know. Well, like Dave, we got to dream big and keep things going, especially with our love of the outdoors. So, Taylor, you be safe down in Florida. Send me a report. I'd like to see some pictures of your event there, and I appreciate what you do.
Thank you so much for having me, and we look forward to having y'all out on April 29th.
Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck with that event. Good one coming up in Madison, a fishing tournament, and that will be next weekend. So, Phil, activities abound here.
Oh, goodness, yes, Ron, and I'm just sick of the death. These kids are, and I can't call Taylor and Cody a kid, or, you know, just like Meg and Himbish, but these are all things that Dave and I and Mr. Thurston and out there at Clint Boyer, we all thought up out there doing things out of Dry Creek Sporting Clays, and now the kids are stepping in the shoes and doing these programs now. So, Ron, let's go to that first break. I do have a fishing report and some other news of other events.
Can't wait. This is What's In Outdoors with Phil Taunton on KVOE Live and Local. We're back with more after this.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Things have changed for everyone, but farming and ranching are just as important as ever. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply is here to help you continue to feed America. Bluestem's Get Ready for Spring Flyer will help you save on work clothes, boots, tools, and supplies at prices that will help you stretch every dollar. Save a bunch during the Spring Savings Event, now through April 24th. Check out all the items in the Get Ready for Spring Flyer at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Warmer weather will be here before we know it. Is your ATV ready? Hi, this is Jenny from Express Tire and Auto. Whether you are preparing for a group ride or burning pasture, it's a good time to schedule your ATV for maintenance before the busy spring season. Avoid costly breakdowns and scheduling delays. Contact us today to book your service. Call 620-343-9994. Express Tire, your authorized Polaris dealer. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 and Saturdays to noon.
KVOE live and local. It is 8:39, sunshine and 48 degrees. What's in outdoors is what you are tuned to here on KVOE, hosted by Phil Totten. And from Studio North, Council Grove Lake, into another weekend. So fishing been good, Phil?
Yes, Ron, it's been great, but right now I'm playing peekaboo with a woodpecker on my woodpecker feeder, and I'm trying to determine if it is a true red-headed woodpecker or if it is a red-sided woodpecker, which is a little bit different. So if he comes around to my side, it is a red-headed woodpecker, Ron. I haven't seen some of them for quite a while.
Wow, okay. You're off to a great start today. Yeah.
But, oh, goodness, I tell you, the Lord's smiling on us this morning. But I just love Studio North and looking out there and seeing the things. And with my Picture This app, I'm going out through the wild space and taking pictures of the wildflowers that will be blooming. And, of course, I carry that on our Facebook page and going on with it. But yeah, we know last show there in end of March, we had a fella on the show that was with Turkeys for Tomorrow, and turkey hunting has been pretty good. We talked about fishing with Mr. Jolly. They did have the Kansas one-shot turkey hunt over there at El Dorado, and it was a success. They're harvesting turkeys. Of course, our road between Council Grove and Manhattan is being redone till March, so I go down through Dwight, and I took a trip down through there and just seeing the fields and turkeys out there displaying and gobbling, and it was quite a scene. But anyway, on March 31 was when this crappie bite really started. I had a group from Cabela's in Wichita come down, and they asked me, where should they fish? And I said, guys, there's so big rollers coming off that lake, I wouldn't even go out there in a boat. I said, this Marina Cove would be where I would be today. I mean, I couldn't tell people how to fish this lake in this west wind, especially with the waves that big. Well, anyway, they stayed right there in the cove, and that day they caught between 12 and 15 pretty nice crappie. Now, mind you, this was March 31, and also a 6-pound largemouth bass. And the ticket was fishing a minnow under a bobber or a jig, with plastic skirted jig under the bobber, and on March 31 they were pretty well close. They were pretty close to the bank. Well, the next day, and you might say this is an April Fool's joke, but it's not. The next day, by David Wade knowing how to use and predict the weather and seeing what's going on, he said, "Phil, this wind's going to stop between 1 and 7," and he said, "We're going to fish in." And what they're trying to do is get me in a big card game that night too. And so, but between 1 and 7, they picked up over 80 crappie right there in Marina Cove on April 1. And it has been on fire ever since then. Of course, the weather comes in like what come in the other night with the rain and hail. It slows things down, but the people are still out there catching crappie. And Joe Bragg was down here yesterday, and he gave me some fish, and that's what I caught that 9-pound channel cat on. Crappie intro, sides, heads are excellent catfish bait. So, fishermen, if you are thinking about catfishing, if you go to a marina that might have a fishing cleaning station close and they're throwing those remains and carcasses into the lake, you might throw you a catfish line in there, because I guarantee you those fish are up in there going with it. And just thinking of Dave, we'd go out to Dry Creek, Ron, and he had a big flathead up there that he had mounted. Myself, I don't keep anything over 7 pounds, and I catch enough smaller fish, and it's old fish that I caught this morning. I tell you, I might need to start doing some push-ups or something. It like to warm me out, and I was concerned about me, and I was concerned about all this old fishing tackle I got. Well, will it hold? So I might need to re-spool some of them lines, but I was caught close to a 60-pound flathead several years ago, and I thought, you know, the age that these things are pretty, if he grows that long, he's an old fish. So I talked at the time, Tom Mosier was at Walleye from Parks, and he said, "Not really, Phil. Fish don't really live that long." And with the flatheads, they put on between 2 and 5 pounds a year between the ages of 3 and 8. But a monster catfish, it might grow as much as 10 pounds a year. So those things can really eat. And in southern rivers, they really get big and can get up to 30 pounds in 10 years. But they get sexually mature at ages 4 to 6, and really their average lifespan is only about 20 years. And there is something in their catfish's head, sort of like, we can age a tree by looking at tree rings, that these herbologists will go in there and look at the bone up in their head, and they can age the catfish. So those fish that you catch, those big monsters, they weren't swimming around out there. Well, I'd like to say when Theodore Roosevelt was doing his rough riding things, but they are fun to catch and to fish for. I saw in the Topeka paper there's been some mountain lion sightings here pretty close, and I had a report here at Council Grove that a guy thought he saw one. And I'm always quick to say that wildlife and parks really, through the years, never denied that we had mountain lions in Kansas. They just said that we never had the scientific proof to say that we had them. But now with live scope, I mean, that's for fishing with your trail cams and everything like that. We know those critters are prowling in Kansas. But Ron, let's go to that last break. I want to talk about the Earth Day event at Payrock and a special tip of the hat to the ladies that covered for me at Working Women's Outdoors.
Sounds perfect, Phil. Phil Totten, What's in Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. It's 8:46. We're back to wrap it up after this.
Warmer weather will be here before we know it. Is your ATV ready? Hi, this is Jenny from Express Tire and Auto. Whether you are preparing for a group ride or burning pasture, it's a good time to schedule your ATV for maintenance before the busy spring season. Avoid costly breakdowns and scheduling delays. Contact us today to book your service. Call 620-343-9994. Express Tire, your authorized Polaris dealer. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 and Saturdays to noon.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
It's time to get growing. There's lots of work to do, but it sure is easier if you've got the right stuff. Bluestem has everything you need for the yard and garden, and a bunch of it's on sale right now. Names you know like Ortho, Scotts, Miracle-Gro, and Ace. Whatever you need to grow it or keep it from growing, Bluestem's got it. On sale through April 24th. Check out the Get Ready for Spring flyer at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM live and local. You are tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten. We're here the every third Friday of the month. Brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto. Well, a big day, another big day at Payrock. There seems to be something going on always at the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center up at Emporia State University. And Phil, what's the big activity tomorrow for Earth Day?
I tell you, I got to give Daphne Mays a What's in Outdoors tip of the hat. She has really got involved with introducing our community to the great outdoors in a lot of ways, in both consumptive and not consumptive activities there. And I was going to be in the Earth Day events there at Payrock, and then also go to the zoo, but I need to be a pallbearer at a wedding. I'm in our wedding. I was at a wedding last week. That's why I wasn't at Working Women's. But they were going to have several booths, and you had Leland Danes on the show talking about what they call, exploring now, so where a lot of people are just seeing the need to get people more outside, to get their energies into other things, and to enjoy what the Lord has given us out there. But in particular, the booth that I was going to occupy would be our Vamosapis Gar, Kansas, Fish Kansas instructors booth, just an intro to fishing. But it'll be well represented with Sally and Patricia, Sally Sanchez and Patricia Sanriz, and a couple other volunteers. I think Alex Ford's going to jump in our booth. He's helped me for many years in the youth programs we had, he and his brother Sean. So you want to stop by there, and then we have David Adams now that'll be joining us in our booth. David is a retired game warden, so if you have any questions on you know, rules and regulations, he'll be in the booth to help people out. But there's just all kind of activities, both inside and out, to enjoy there tomorrow at Payrock. So Oh, it's just goodness, Ron. I wish I had the skills of Audrey Agin to be a videotaper or whatever she did there at Working Women Outdoors with the ladies, because I have quite a woodpecker's war going on now out here.
But you had a nice booth there at Working Women'sville.
Well, I appreciate working with KVOE and letting us set up there. These are the ladies I work with in other shows, and Megan Hilbish, I can't say enough what Megan is doing, trying to get the word out on firearm safety, and especially the involvement now with women wanting to learn more about guns, and not only, you know, with concealed carry, but how to have them safe in the home. And so she was delightful in what she did. So happy Jessica White came down with Wonder Woman Outdoors, and of course we talk weekly, and they just had a big event to where a group of ladies went spoonbill fishing and caught some nice spoonbill. I guess she snagged them, and then she was looking to where she might be able to get some nets. And if the people that's listening to the show that are on Facebook, you do want to go to her page, Wonder Woman Outdoors, because it's either this week or next week. They're going to go into Illinois and participate in that big, aquatic nuisance Asian carp harvesting deal. So where you get out on a boat with a net, and of course these carp will jump just like a bass out of the water. And so their team thing that they'll be doing, see what team can net is the most carp by that. They need to wear helmets and everything else, because it can be pretty dangerous out there. And Ron, I tell you, the turkey hunting is, if you can get out there and talk with people, you can see how addictive it is. I'm sorry to say at this point right now, I haven't found any morel mushrooms, but I know that they're out there. I'm seeing it. I don't know, when we put the house here on a, that is now Studio North and Studio South, I used to find morels here, but I guess what I got going on now is just not conducive to them. And Ginger and I, we walked the ditches there last night and places I've used to find them. So maybe with the rain we've had, and wasn't that a blessing, getting this kind of rain on our ground, that the morels will start popping up. I'm really waiting for a little bit longer to go after walleye fishing, because they should be getting out on the flats and producing real good. And Ron, I do, before we close, I need to talk about our summer-long family fun fishing contest. This is something that I took off from Jim Ramberg, who used to write for the Topeka paper way back in the late 90s. When we started doing things at Dry Creek Sporting Clays, and I'd have some kind of contest during the summer in my Call of the Wild column when I wrote for the Gazette. Well, we've got the summer-long family fun fishing contest going on again. So, and we do have the flyers up on the Watson Outdoors webpage. So all you need to do is get that email address off there, send me a picture of a young person that's fishing with you in the trip, and I don't care if the young person caught the fish. As long as it's involved in it, we'll be giving prizes away like we did last year every week, and we'll be doing a report on that. So it's really cool when those kids come in there to the marina and redeem their prize, or if they can't make it to Council Grill. We had an entry 1 year from Georgia, and last year we had over 475 entries. So it's a lot of fun. I have a lot of memories that take me back to my childhood when I see these pictures. And I do want to say, too, on June 3rd, there's a lot going on across the state, because that's your free fishing weekend. I'll be at Ravenwood, there right side outside of Auburn, taking part in the Justin Corbett Memorial Youth Outdoor Day. We'll have Kim Burnett, Joe Bragg, and Don the Outdoorsman there, all in our area there. And then, of course, stay tuned for more on the Jenkins Jaeger Memorial Catfishing Tournament. Nick does a good job out there. So that'll about do it for this month, Ron. We will talk to you, I guess, the latter part of May.
All right, Phil, nice job as always.
Thank you. How you doing with that gardening? I really enjoy Travis's show.
Yeah, he does a great job with that, and a lot of people are now active. Of course, maybe a little freeze action this weekend, Phil, so if you got anything that needs to be covered up, take care.
I sure will. What needs to be covered up is all those stores that are selling flowers and everything, because it's something that lures in a critter. They're luring me into the stores, and so there goes my pocketbook. So take care, sir.
How's the marina doing out there?
I'll tell you, it is just busy, busy, busy. I had to go, and I'm learning a new computer system down there. I tried to tell Ginger, I don't need a new computer system. I don't need updates. I'm the one that needs to be updated, keeping track of things. But we ran completely out of minnows, so I had to go to McPherson. And Ginger had an appointment at that, and we had people 10 deep waiting at the door when I got back with these minnows.
Popular guy, you betcha.
Here I'm trying to punch screens and get prices to come up and that, and the people I knew, I even had one guy go get his own minnows. I was too busy trying to handle the day.
All right, Phil, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate you. Talk to you next month.
Phil Totten, Once In Outdoors, every third Friday of the month here, KBOE Live and Local. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. Let John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you, and that's exactly what they'll do. And by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem does not have it, it probably is not around. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. It's 8:56.
The Supreme Court set to decide what it'll do with challenges to the abortion pill mifepristone. There's a midnight deadline tonight over a stay on the drug that's keeping it available for now. Sources tell ABC News President Biden will formally announce his 2024 re-election bid any day now.
Biden is the oldest serving president. He would be 86 years old by the end of his second term. His response to that has always been to encourage everyone to simply just watch him and see how he is doing. We expect him to run on his accomplishments during his first term and argue that it's time to give him a chance to finish the job.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Still no compromise on the nation's debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy unveiling a proposal that would raise the limit while making drastic cuts in spending, including COVID-19 funds, student loan forgiveness, funding for veterans, and more. He says his plan would lower government spending by $4.5 trillion over the next 10 years. President Biden has said he won't negotiate on the debt ceiling, arguing it should be raised by Congress without any parameters. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Did recent storms cause damage to your roof? Call GR Roofing for repair or replacement. Mark can be reached at 913-626-4411 or Todd at 620-344-0661. The team at GR Roofing can provide the peace of mind you need no matter the damage. From state-of-the-art stone-coated metal or traditional asphalt roofing to the gutters and downspouts, the team at GR Roofing has you covered. Call Mark Rummel or Todd Griffin today. GR Roofing, your area metal roofing specialists.
McKenzie Pest Control has been helping folks solve their toughest pest problems for over 50 years. The methods and techniques of